College of the Rockies with more than 60 certificates, diplomas, and degrees available right here in the Kootenays. Isn't it time to discover College of the Rockies' home advantage?
Good, and thank you very much. Welcome in, Caitlin. We'll get caught up with you later. That made noise anyway. That's okay. It's sneaking away from you. We're just having trouble with that microphone. We're fine. Natalie Hakeson today from the Canadian Mental Health Association. How are you doing?
I'm good, Dennis. How are you this morning?
Good. Haven't seen you for a while.
I know. Glad to be here.
Busier in the summer or winter time in your industry then?
Always.
I see.
It never busy ends, always. Eh? No.
I see. Very good. So you're part of our course, your cause this time around at Purcell Golf,
yes.
Home of the Kimberley Golf Club. Yeah.
Yeah. This will be our third year participating with Purcell for this fundraiser.
Oh, very good. Yeah. Same format. Joanna can't make it here today. I know that. But it'll be the same thing. You'll be at the first hole and you'll be taking donations and everything there. Right?
Absolutely. So we're going to invite people to come down. The event starts at 4 to 6 on Monday, August 19th at Purcell Golf Course. Nine holes is $30. It includes a cart. Our staff from CMHA, some of our staff are going to be in attendance as well. We're going to have mental health resources, any kind of supports that you need to learn about. So we're really looking forward to seeing our community come out. And they've come out a lot in the last couple of years to support us.
I was asking you before going on air, the crisis line, do you always need volunteers, and it's no different this year?
No, we're always looking for volunteers, compassionate, empathetic volunteers to help out on our crisis lines. So at our CMHA Kootenay branch office, we answer four different crisis lines provincially. We recently brought on the 988 suicide helpline as well, which we can answer via text or on phone, which is very valuable.
Gosh, you can't see an environment if somebody phones you in a troubled situation. I guess you just do your very best to try and comfort somebody that's going through trauma then.
We do. We do a lot of active listening. We do a lot of validation in supporting people through their crisis. We talk to people on a bad day to their very worst day.
Good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
How did you get into the industry? Are you just a good listener, Natalie? What makes a good, I don't know, you're not a volunteer, but with Canadian Mental Health, what does make a good listener and somebody who's effective on the crisis line to help somebody that's troubled?
I think a lot of our staff and responders, our volunteer responders on the crisis lines, have lived experience, gone through something in their own personal lives, have done the work and have come through and want to give back and help. And so that's where the active listening and the empathetic support really comes into play for people in crisis.
If it's not too personal, is that why you got involved? Did you go through a bad time in your life?
Absolutely. I think most of us have had our trials, our tough times in life. I definitely have been brought to this line of work. I've been in it almost 19 years now, just from my own personal life experiences.
So did somebody help you get through a troubled time that would made you think that, yeah, I want to help others now?
Many people did.
Is that right?
Absolutely. Yep.
Well, that's heartwarming then.
And therefore I'm sitting here now, being able to speak about this and help people in crisis.
Very good. Do you need volunteers other than the crisis line? Are there events that you need help with? And I'm thinking about this upcoming Monday as one of those things.
Yes. No, we have our Volunteer Kootenays program at CMHA. We have senior check-in call program, our shopping program as well. So if anybody is interested in helping out with seniors or on the crisis line, they can contact CMHA directly and we can set you up with an appointment and an intake.
Good. Is there anything else you want to get on while we've got you here today then?
I just want to say thank you for having me on. The community has come together so many times in the past to support us. As a nonprofit, we really lean on our community members for support, supporting people in a mental health capacity in our community and in our region. So we're always looking for support and help, and we want to thank everybody that has stepped forward. I also want to say that we are having our Suicide Prevention Day as well on September 7th at the college. We've partnered with ACOM. So we really invite everybody to come out to this free event to spend time together connecting about suicide.
Yes, we had Autumn Patrick on last week. Yeah, Autumn's doing a lot of work behind the scenes on that one.
She sure is.
Well, we'll get ready for that one, and thank you for the update as well today.
Thank you.
And good luck on Monday. So you want everybody there 4 to 6, right, at Purcell Golf?
Absolutely. So people can call Purcell Golf Course and book a tee time. Again, it's 9 holes, $30. All the proceeds are going to go directly to suicide prevention and crisis services. So we're going to put it back into our community to support our community members.
We've got one mic here, so I'm going to take it away for Caitlin. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dennis.
Natalie Hake with the Canadian Mental Health Association. College of the Rockies, with more than 60 certificates, diplomas, and degrees available here in the Kootenays. Isn't it time you discovered College of the Rockies Home Advantage? Hey, that's good handwriting, too. Thank you, Caitlin. Didn't miss that one at all. Here's Casey and the Sunshine Band.